B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles! All right.
Feels a little better hearing the Eagles chant now that we have good Eagles news today because of Harold Carmichael.
Yeah, it does.
In the last couple of days.
You know what's funny? Like, I do. I feel good.
Today's a good day.
Yeah.
Like, you keep on bringing it up. 2020 has sucked so far.
Yeah, it's been
awful.
2 weeks of hell.
Today's a good day.
It is a good day. Number 17, HOF. That's awesome. It's an awesome thing, man. You know, it really is.
Funny. The current number 17, Alshon Jeffrey, tweeted, like, congrats. Yeah. And all the responses were just like, somebody sent the Chuck E. Cheese rat to him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Give me the responses. Like, I actually want to hear those.
Okay.
All right. I guess we'll do some of the Bring the Heat stuff and then give me the 17 on 17. People go, that's 17 on 17 crime, man. You shouldn't be talking about Harold. You got to get out of here.
You disgrace this organization.
It's
Harold
amazing. It's amazing, the story of Alshon Jeffrey. This guy got a pass last year for dropping a chance to go to the chance to the NFC Championship game. They probably win the game if he makes the catch. And he got a pass. And what did he do? He dived at the quarterback. That's outrageous. Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter's here. It's going to be cold this weekend. No. If your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, you need help, visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today. All right, what do we got?
Well, thank you, Pro Football Hall of Fame. Even though it took 27 years, thank you for immortalizing a local legend. I'm blessed to have been able to watch him. Speed, power, finesse. He was the forerunner to the 50-50 ball. Literally double-teamed every play. Jaws' fade to him at the pylon was almost unstoppable.
Wow, that's awesome. That's good. Scott, that's a great call. The Jaws' fade, unstoppable. I saw the video that NFL Films did for Sal. And it's incredible, man. It's awesome.
See those highlights. How many people have brought up? We've heard Herm talk about it. We heard Dick Vermeil talk about it. And how he was basically a freak of nature.
Yeah.
Back then, because he was 6'7".
I was thinking 6'8". 6'7".
And Herm said, it's hard to cover a guy that's 6'7" now. Imagine back then.
Yeah. No, I mean, look at Kelsey's 6'5", and look what Travis Kelce does. He went in and posted up. Like, he was unstoppable. 3 touchdowns, unstoppable.
Yo, y'all need to leave Ben Simmons alone. He's being a traditional point guard. He wants to pass the ball, not shoot the ball. Now, get on him about his free throw shooting and inside the basket.
Yeah, the Ben argument. I'm just out. I'm. You and I seem the same, but whatever. I can't have it every day. We're gonna have it until the playoffs, and then into the playoffs, and so for the next 6 months, we'll probably have it. 4 out of every 5 days. So I gotta pace myself on the Ben stuff.
This team has beat Boston, has beat Milwaukee, and especially the Milwaukee game on Christmas Day. That Milwaukee game does not count. They hit 21 threes. When do the Sixers ever hit that many threes?
How could you say it doesn't count? Come on. How could you possibly say it doesn't count? I hear you. It was a bit of anomaly that they hit that many threes. They were that hot. I agree with that port, that portion of your statement, but you can't tell me it doesn't count. They still frustrated early. They frustrated Giannis, and that's real. Come on, now that doesn't count. What is it? Like, I don't understand. This team gets no lax whatsoever. It's unbelievable. Everybody calls up. It's just vitriol. I just don't understand the hype. Like, I get frustration, but like listen, I'm trying to talk about Eagles pride and Carmichael today, and we had a guy call up and go, this team, look at the pride, it was a mess to process. How was it a mess? They're among the team. Like, they'll never win, rip it up, blah, 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 Simmons and Embiid. Did they not get to within a tummy ache of the finals last year? Or at least the conference finals? I think they beat Milwaukee or whatever. They're right there. Just chill a little bit.
Every time you bring up the tummy ache, I got to find it. Remember we had a Bring the Heat caller during the playoffs?
Yes.
The crying Embiid?
Yes.
I'm too sick to play.
Yeah. Too sick to play. That was great.
Look, I don't know who the Eagles OC is going to be. I don't want to see that freaking Todd Haley. Anthony, this guy, I hate his face. Anthony, he's a guy that when I see him on the sideline, he makes me want to go over there and punch him in the face. Every time this guy's been with some team, Pittsburgh, Arizona, wherever he's been, he's argued with the quarterback, the wide receiver, every freaking body on the team.
Yeah, I agree with that one. And he is a hate-to-face. You're dead right. He's definitely, you want to hit him with a pipe. Without a doubt, you want to hit that dude with a pipe. He's definitely a hate to face. Nah, I want nothing to do with Todd Haley. I want Jim Caldwell. I think he's a veteran guy that is a really good play caller, really good game planner. You know, the whole Peyton thing. I think he'd be great for Carson and Doug.
I'm no way comparing what happened in Penn State to what happened in Houston, but I think the MLB should follow what the NCAA did, and they vacated all of Joe Paterno's wins, and I also think the Houston Astros should be vacated of their wins and their championship.
Yes, I think you're right. I think you're right about that. How nuts is that, man?
Now, Cora's out.
Cora's out in Boston, yep.
Good.
Well, he was the mastermind.
Yep, good.
He was the mastermind. It's amazing. You know what's funny? Baseball got hit with the slippery slope, right? When it was just stealing of the signs, the human stealing of the signs, it's part of the love and the charm of the game. Yep. I'm guilty of it, too. Because I'm big, etiquette of the game type of person as well. Part of the game, stealing signs, whatever. Yeah, one's a fastball,
Yeah, we did it in high school. Curveball, you touch your head.
Yeah.
If you're on second base, you touch your helmet. Yeah. The batter gets we've done it.
But using technology in that way, it truly is. We were talking about it yesterday. You were right. I mean, you use the technology, and all of a sudden, that's the slippery slope. There's no charm about it now. It's just, you're just a thief.
I think 1 year suspensions are not enough, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, there was a video that resurfaced from A.J. Hinch during during the World Series or the American League Divisional Series or whatever it was. And they asked him, like, hey, there's allegations about you guys using technology. He goes, no, we would never do that. I believe in the integrity of the game.
Right,
and it's like,
right.
I get it. He's not going to go, we're cheating.
Right.
But he went on this long answer, elegant answer about how the integrity of the game, we would never do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Listen, I mean, that was Belichick. 2004.
He's still around. Still
but winning. It was. I mean, that whole thing, that was what that was. I still remember those guys talking about how they knew their Eagles blitzes. And they knew what they were calling. And it's funny, when you go back and look at the second half in that game and the plays that hurt the Eagles on defense in that game, they were the screen, those little screens and the back out of the back out of the backfield. Go back and look at it. The couple big plays. There were two long touchdown drives in the second half of that game in Jacksonville. It's amazing because you talk to those guys on defense after, and they go, look, they knew what we were doing. They knew what we were running. And they hit us exactly like the perfect call against that blitz. But, you know.
It's almost up.
Right? And that's what that's...
It's still going on. He had the guys recording the Cincinnati Bengals sideline.
I know.
Oh, it's for a documentary.
I know.
No, it's not.
I know.
You weasel.
Let me get Sean up here. And then I want to talk to you about the Eagle Pride thing. And you brought up watching Invincible. Let's go to Sean. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
What's up, brother?
L-I-V-I-N, man. Yeah, you know, I'm 37, so I wasn't really, you know, around when Power was there. But, like, one thing I will say, I always love this time of year when you get these guys that are getting inducted in after waiting for so long. I mean, at the risk of sounding poetic, it's like when you can see someone who's dedicated their whole life to something and then they finally get the accolade or the recognition, and you can just sense the emotion in them. You know, it's just a testament. And if you don't get choked up a little bit or feel just emotional for them, then you're not a human being. Like Jimmy Johnson, we all hated Jimmy Johnson when he was the Cowboy because you just had to. But how could you not feel something on Saturday when you saw that guy come out? I mean, that poor guy almost stroked out over that because he finally got that. Because these dudes just eat, breathe, sleep one thing in their life, and we're not going to get to experience something like that firsthand because we're not there, but this is as close as we can get to seeing it, and it's touching, man, and it's really nice to see. And, like, how many times have you had Jaws on over the years? And
oh,
Jaws,
yeah.
Forgetting himself, but the one thing he would always lobby for is Howard Carmichael, Howard Carmichael, Howard Carmichael, you know, and just thank God it's not, like, posthumously or anything. That they finally got recognized. And a lot of these guys get passed up because they were on such crap teams.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
It's just not there.
And by the way, when you think about Kyle Carmichael, right? Because the league was a run league. Nobody passed the ball back then, right? Yeah.
And for him to have those stats in that type of format, it's unbelievable. Could you imagine if they were passing the ball back then?
Right.
Where he'd be?
Right.
It's just insane. And it just shows you the kind of connection that sports has with these guys together. And, like, there's no jealousy with Jaws. There's no anything. Like,
oh, no. I mean,
there's a brotherhood.
Right. Jaws. Yeah.
They are so happy for each other. And just, like,
I mean, look at Dick Vermeil, right? Dick Vermeil, yeah. Who should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right? Sees one of his players get in, and you heard him how, you know, ecstatic and overjoyed he was.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, like, Jaws choked up this morning. And then on Saturday in the halftime show, those guys are just so happy. It's just neat to see, and that's just what I want. It's just cool to kind of have that connection with everybody and see that, you know, there's good vibes out there with people regardless. Hey, and then the other thing, can you guys play? Because I didn't hear it this
morning. Yes, in fact, we're overdue. I was going to play. We're going to play. I'll tell you what. Sean, we're going to do it right now for you because it is it's an awesome, awesome audio segment. Well, this is the phone call to Harold Carmichael, letting him know that he's in the Hall of Fame.
Hello?
Hello, Harold?
Yes.
This is David Baker. How are you doing?
Oh, Dave, good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know that I'm the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, yes.
And you might have thought I was calling for you for the Black College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's the last time. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. Harold, the coolest part of my job is I get to talk to men like you. And on behalf of all the fans in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, thank you for all you've done for this great game. And it's my great privilege share that you're going to have a bronze bust in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, God. Oh, thank you, David. Oh, man. Oh, God.
You're going to be a member of the Centennial Class, and we're going to tell your story and keep your legacy alive forever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. Oh, boy. This is so much, you know, I never thought this would happen, but thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for telling me this, David. Appreciate you. I feel like I'm dreaming. I don't know what to feel. I feel so numb. I feel like it's, you know, I don't know what to say, but, you know, all of this is really, the first thing I thought about is growing up and the people that I was around, and it just went from Jacksonville, Florida, up into here, New Jersey now, and just thinking about all the people that I would like to share this with, you know, because it wasn't me by myself, you know, because there are times when, you know, people just, you know, I don't want to quit, but people said, no, keep going. And this is such an honor, such something that everybody that played in the NFL, that are playing in the NFL, this is what they want to get. And, you know, this is a blessing to me to be able to be a part of it, the Go Jacket guys. And something that, you know, it seemed like it escaped me for over 30 and 40 some years almost. But, you know, now it's come to the place now that, you know, with God's grace, you know, he let me get to this point now.
Wow. How cool is that? Is that outrageous? Very cool. Very cool stuff. 610-632-0975. You want to join us? 610-632-0975. Little preview of the Mikey Mish Show. I got to give you, I think he's going to be on the side of the Astros and Joey Cora coming up. Quote, well, I don't want to ruin the show. I was about to quote him ripping youth.
Awesome. Anyways, also coming up, Players Tribune article, Joel Embiid.
Oh, really?
And there's a great part about how the season ended last year.
All right.
I want to read it to you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Your Eagle Pride. We also have some picks for you coming up for tonight. And I got to tell you, it's funny how that Bring the Heat and just the Sixer stuff is, it's almost unsettling to me. Like, I get the frustration part, but there's a lot of just, like, I think tomorrow we need to see who's in, who's out. Like, for good. It's time to, I think there was a divide within Eagle Nation. I think there's a divide coming up with the Sixers and the fan base. Conference Championship Week is here. Four teams, two games. So little time left in the season. It's depressing. Don't miss out. It's all right. Still got a couple games left in the big one. Get in all that action with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. America's top-rated sportsbook app. There was so much going on this week. DraftKings had all kinds of promotions running every day, from odds boosts to free bets. They got it all this week only. You can bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game, and you get 10-1 odds. Doesn't get any better than that. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook, safe, secure betting app. You can deposit, withdraw your funds at your convenience. And to top it off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Right now, that's it. You're not going to want to miss it. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. PA only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
To see Luke Kuechly retired.
Yeah.
Age 29.
I mean, it's a shame. He was so talented.
Great player, man.
Always hurt.
I was talking to Matt Rhule last night. I go, Matt, I asked him if he knew it was coming. He said, no, dude, I was surprised. I was shocked.
Yeah, it stinks for Matt, but I mean, hey, the guy's been just through so much. I mean, it's almost like Sean Lee, right? Like,
yeah, I mean,
Sean Lee is a hell of a player. I know we don't like to give Cowboys players props. He's a hell of a player.
He's terrible.
Always hurt.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. He's an incredible player. It's a shame, though. I mean, you know, he was an amazing player. And Larry Fitzgerald coming back for 17 seasons. That's outrageous.
There was a quote from him that he said this was like the most fun he's had in his career this past season.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been to the Super Bowl. But I don't know, maybe someone with Kyler Murray. And he told the organization last year that he was coming back to help them groom Kyler Murray. Like, he almost did it as like a thank you to the organization, or like, let me help you out. He's coming back for another year.
It's amazing. Like, he never wanted to leave there.
No, you're right. How many times did you hear trade rumors?
Yeah. You know, it's weird. Football's different in that way a lot. Normally, like, they don't ring chase the way they do in the NBA.
Right.
Like, what was it? The other night, it was late. And I was just getting, in fact, I was just getting home. I was listening to the Lakers game. And the game ends, and Dwight Howard, they're talking to Dwight Howard. And it's like, oh my God, you know, whatever. They beat like the Cavaliers, they beat anybody. And whatever, he had like 14-10, and he's, you know, Lakers, I'm so happy to be here. And he was like, almost, like, you know, it was, nobody wanted me. It was taken away from me. So.
Wait, he's happy to have a job.
Right. But, I mean, he's been at it for, like, you know, 18 years. Whatever it is.
Remember how dominant he was in Orlando?
Yeah. He is a fungus, though. He was a fungus, dude.
Like, Kobe ran him out of L.A. He's like, get out of here.
He was a fungus, dude. He was a fungus, dude.
Had issues in Houston, issues in Memphis.
You know, there's certain guys that are fungus people. Like, Alshon Jeffrey's fungus.
Yes.
Give me some of that. I want two things. I want the responses to Alshon Jeffrey, who wishes his congratulations to 17-17 congratulations, Jeffrey to Carmichael. And what was the responses?
Well, first off, somebody sent him a GIF that says, "This is you, a cancer cell."
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Then somebody sent him the Chuck E. Cheese rat. I don't know. Does he have a name? Is his name Chucky, I guess?
Okay, I
haven't been to Chuck E. Cheese in a while, but they just sent him a photo of that. Somebody then said, "You mentioned you came to Philly for less money because you wanted to play with Carson. What happened? It would be great if you publicly put all the rumors to rest. Some of us are still 100% having you a big part of this team, but of course he has to bring up the Carson Wentz stuff." And then you get into some of the more vile ones. A couple of people just calling him a snitch. And then one guy goes, "All right, Benedict Arnold, maybe don't talk bleep about your own quarterback, you bleeping numbnuts." Oh, Alshon getting ripped for congratulating Harold
Well,
Carmichael.
The best is every time he tweets, those that are responding, like when he tweeted, remember when the Eagles, you know, won a division, he tried to get all, you know, buddy-buddy with Carson again.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing. And he is yet to deny any of it. Right? Like, right. When we think about Alshon Jeffrey, he's yet to deny any of this stuff.
He was asked, like, the day after the Josina Anderson tweet came up, and he was like, "I wasn't the snitch." But then he said, "I don't want to talk about it anymore."
Right. But, like, all the other stuff, like, you know, the little details come out. about the plane ticket that he didn't show up for. All that stuff.
Yeah, that makes him the rat. So yeah, I went to the Carson Wentz tweet when he congratulated him on breaking the Eagles single season record for passing yards, and it's just he gets crushed for it. Like, one guy says, "You act like you care." One guy says he doesn't need your praise, and he gives the rat emoji, and it's just curses.
Now, did Carson respond to him?
No, I don't think so. Let me check the CJ Wentz Twitter account.
That's all right. I don't really care, to be honest with you.
I know you don't.
Here's what I do care about. Give me the Embiid Players Tribune highlights.
Okay, so it was a long story, but one part that stuck out specifically was his first game back in Philly, and then how the season ended last season. So he says, "The night I finally got to play for real in front of the Philly crowd, after 2 years of waiting, I thought I was going to run out of the tunnel and get booed," he says. "For real, I thought the Sixers fans were going to boo me since I was out for so long. Then I'll never forget scoring my first bucket, the half turnaround at the top of the key, and then I ran back down the floor and swatted Westbrook in the lane, and the crowd just went crazy. After everything I'd had to fight through to get there, that's still probably one of the best moments of my life. I really couldn't believe how much Philly had my back for the last few years. People have given me so much support through so many ups and downs, through so many surgeries and setbacks, through my breaking my damn face before the 2018 playoffs. It's way bigger than basketball. That's why I got so emotional after Game 7 against the Toronto last season." He goes, "When Kawhi took that off-balance shot at the buzzer, as soon as it left his hands, I thought, nah, there's no way. When it bounced off the rim once, I thought, it's over. When it bounced twice, three times, I thought, there's no bleeping way. It bounced a fourth time and it went in. For whatever reason, it just went in. I don't think I've ever showed that kind of emotion on a basketball court in my life. That game of basketball, it's not life or death, but it wasn't about the game, really. I had tears in my eyes walking off the court because of how much I wanted it for the city and how much I wanted it for my family." And then he just keeps on going.
Huh.
It's very well written.
Yeah, well, they have somebody write those things for them.
Well, yeah,
in their words.
Yeah, of course. But he says, "All summer long, every time someone posted that picture of me and Kawhi, or every time I saw the picture of me crying, I didn't even click away. I wanted it to be burned into my brain for motivation."
That's cool. That's interesting. He thought that the fan base would get on him.
Yeah. Well, I remember people being upset.
Yeah, but everybody understood.
Right.
Like, there was no... Listen, the minute you draft him, first of all, let's go back to that draft. I wanted Wiggins.
Yes.
Right? But that was the whole, right, winless for Wiggins thing. And you knew that Milwaukee was going to go with Jabari Parker. They love Jabari Parker. And it looked like Embiid was going to go third.
Right.
And then the injury happens. And comes out. Excuse me. Embiid was going to go one.
Right. But then
Parker two and Wiggins third. And then the injury happens and Wiggins goes one. Remember the trade, LeBron, the whole thing. Parker still goes two and then Embiid falls to us. Because he was supposed to be, you know, like everybody that saw him, he was raw. He had more talent than anybody. We were watching just. A college, you know, Kansas. And so there was all that. Bill, who was the coach? It wasn't Bill Self. Anyway, you were talking about how incredible, you know, freakish town he was. And, you know, it falls. But you knew that he was a worry because he was an injury concern. So... You know, I mean, when he finally comes out, I'm surprised that he thought he would be booed.
Now, I remember I bought tickets for that game because I wanted to see him in action. And, like, the only tickets that I could afford were center court, but it was the very, very top seat. Like, when you stand up in the Wells Fargo Center and your head hits the roof, right, of the building, that's where I sat. The place went nuts. And he's right. When that block happened, you know, the place was just going crazy.
That's the thing. We were... such an understanding fan base during that period of time, during the process.
Well, because people knew, too, well, when he doesn't play, that means the Sixers are going to get more higher draft picks and assets
right.
as Sam Hinkie kept on bringing up.
It's funny, though. The minute the process kind of ends, like right now, like, you know, here's the process, trying to get to the finals. And like, somebody brought up a draft pick, and you're going, do you remember earlier today? Guy goes, oh, my God, we had no cap room, and we had no draft picks. It's like, dude, you wake up. You're not going to draft anybody anyway. The days of the draft are over. You're now picking up. These are veterans.
Yeah, you're not in the lottery anymore.
This is different.
You hope that you can hit on someone in the second round.
It was almost like they were happier in the process than they are now.
Yeah, because you're not playing the sim lottery anymore online. Remember how many times we did that?
Yes, I think that's what made Sam Hinkie so. Because it was up to him. He would have kept doing it. Kept accruing more assets.
It never really amounted to anything.
So interesting. 610-632-0975. Sorry about that. We got a little chatty there. 610-632-0975. We'll try to squeeze as many people in as possible before we get to Mikey Miss. We also have to do our daily number, give you some plays for today to study. You got any NBA props?
Yeah, I'm looking at a few.
All right. Well, we'll get to that coming up next. Time now for a little Golden Nugget Jewelers. Yes. The game tonight. We got two of them tonight. Flyers and Sixers, by the way. Flyers at the Blues. No Carter Hart. Carter Hart out a couple weeks. Sixers home against Brooklyn and Kyrie. And that's two. That's half of your 4 for 4. And you know about Golden Nugget Jewelers? They're the official 4 for 4 jewelers. Yes. The official jeweler of the Flyers, the Sixers, the Phillies, and the Eagles. That's right. If she's the one this Valentine's Day, you're thinking about it, you got to see my guys at Golden Nugget Jewelers before somebody else does, yeah? Best price guarantee, located at the corner of 8th and Chestnut, right in the heart of Jewelers Row. They're the best brands to Corey Viraggio, Simon G., Michael M., Jeff Cooper. Again, the official 4 for 4 jeweler. They have a great, beautiful showroom. They're at the corner of 8th and Chestnut. Check it out right in the heart of Jewelers Row. Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I 148. Mikey Miss coming up next. You don't want to miss it. He will be compelling, as always. Zion making his debut January 22nd against the Spurs. There you go.
That's intriguing enough to tune in.
It is. All right, let's go to our Parks, the app on the Parks app, and let's do our daily number and what we like tonight. Again, the Sixers are an 8-point favorite over the Nets, over Brooklyn tonight. You got any thoughts there?
Sixers win, but I don't think they cover.
Nets stink, though. They're at home. They need to play well. Can't you see a blowout?
No. Sixers win, but I don't think they cover.
All right.
So I would take
actually,
the Nets.
Actually, it's down to 7.
Sixers win.
The Sixers are down to 7. On the Parks app right now, no?
Sixers win.
You like the Nets plus the 7?
Yep.
Oh, no. I'll lay it because I'm a stubborn SOB. Pig head.
But I like all those player props.
All right, let's go back to the player props.
I like the over with Simmons. I like the over with
I got
Josh
the over
Richardson.
With Simmons, 18.5. By the way, on Parks, it's plus 105. Josh Richardson minus 121 for 18.5. I do over there. Don't you?
Yes, I do.
You like any of this? The recorded jobble. Al Horford is plus 275.
No, I don't like it. He's too soft. He's not grabbing rebounds.
He's not. Ben Simmons plus 350 to record a triple dump.
I can see that. I can see one of those.
Interest?
Yeah. He's always a threat.
I'll make myself annoyed. 3-point shots. Josh Richardson over 1.5.
Yes.
Ben Simmons over a half, plus 12-1.
No.
No Kyrie. There you go.
Kyrie's not on the books?
I'm just looking at the Barks app. I just see the Sixers.
I wonder, maybe he's not playing.
I just see the Sixers app. The Sixers, again, numbers are just are given 7. All right, any other games staying out your way?
Yeah, I have the Heat hosting the Spurs. Heat 5.5-point favorites. I'm going to lay that. And Jimmy Butler over 20.5 points in that game.
I can see that.
So that's I have 2 more NBA games, actually. I got Dallas, 3.5-point favorites at Sacramento. I think they beat the Kings.
Back-to-back for Mavs.
I can still see them winning. And then the Bulls hosting the Wizards in an awful game. But the Bulls, 4.5-point favorites, I think they cover.
You like Chicago?
Yeah.
Flyers in St. Louis. Blues, man, almost 2-1, minus 190 over the Fly Guys.
Yeah, it's because there's Blues fans here in Philadelphia for some reason.
Oh, that's right.
If they played here, it'd be home ice.
The problem is Elliot, and we talk about the road and how the road's been a tough way for the Sixers. For the Flyers, too.
Yeah, I saw a tweet of the Flyers and Sixers combined home records, and it's, like, incredible.
Right.
How high it is.
See, we're hard out. The kid's out for 2.5 weeks.
I got 2 college plays for you.
What do you got?
Creighton at Georgetown. Creighton dogs in this game. Plus 3.5. I'm going to take Creighton and Rutgers hosting Indiana. We're going to keep riding with the Scarlet Knights. Rutgers, 3.5-point favorites. Lay it.
Really? What about Temple?
Are they playing tonight?
Tomorrow?
I should probably know this. No, I think it's tomorrow, the Thursday game, Wichita State.
Yeah. No, it's tonight, cuz.
Is it tonight?
Yes. I thought it was. No, it's tonight. Wichita State 4.5 over TU. It's a great game tonight.
Let's go, Owls.
Dude, this is a great game tonight.
Let's go, Owls.
Plus 4.5. Adam, that's a big game. Cuz, shame on you. I think it's tomorrow night.
Let's go, Al.
Let's go. All right. I like it. So you got to start paying attention, man. March will be here soon. Come on, brother. Mikey Miss up next. 2 Our Handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, shoulder injuries, conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right. Everybody, thanks for listening. Have a great, great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.